745 KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio. And live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. We have a special edition of Live and Local with you this morning. Well, you might want to grab your calendar if you're sitting at your desk at work right now, because Castle Palooza fires up this weekend, and it kicks off just a huge amount of events that go over the summer at Jocelyn Castle. And Kelly Bellows, our expert in-house on this, manager of communications and development. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Mike.
Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it. Let's start with the big Castle Palooza Festival on Saturday. Tell us about this.
We're having a little party.
Yeah, just a little bit on the lawn there, right?
This Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., bring the whole fam bam. We're down at the castle with live music, food trucks, family activities. We have some beer, of course. We have a bunch of local vendors, and it'll just be kind of a cool evening on the beautiful grounds of your neighborhood castle.
So, in essence, a neighborhood block party at the castle, if you will, right?
Absolutely. Free admission. Yeah, everyone's welcome.
That's great. So you just bring the family and enjoy the wares of any of the vendors that are there, or just walk along and enjoy the different bands and the music.
Yeah, and you can bring your lawn chairs and make an evening out of it. And last year, we noticed a lot of people just kind of setting up camp and making a whole day for the family out of it.
And Saturday looks like we could have a high near 81, mostly sunny.
Oh my gosh,
and Saturday
I know.
Night,
keep your fingers
clear.
Crossed.
Oh my goodness, could be clear
be
on Saturday
such a
night.
Reprieve. Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
And a great thing to get outside. This is not the first time you've done Castle Palooza. It's a pretty nifty idea. You want to talk about the genesis of that?
Sure. So actually, Castle Palooza started last year, was our inaugural year, and we built it as a celebration, 115 years in the making. And it was kind of just a welcome to the community to come check us out. A lot of people don't realize the gardens and the grounds are open to the public and you can come enjoy them. And so it was a bit of an education piece, and it's kind of evolved into more of a, hopefully, a beloved annual tradition for the community.
Sure. And what does this kick off? What kinds of activities do you have coming up this summer?
Man, we got a big summer. A lot of fun stuff. So
you and the team have been very busy.
Yes, we've been busy. This summer, we're going to have a ton of free community events. I think there's about 25 opportunities to come enjoy the castle at no cost. Tuesdays, we're going to start with a plein air painting series on the lawn. So if you've been curious, okay, what is, your face says,
yeah,
what is plein air?
What is that? I'm not familiar.
Apparently, I'm learning here, too. It's in plein air, like French.
Oh, in plein air.
Yeah, exactly. And you come and you just soak up your natural beauty and you let the landscape inspire whatever you create. So you don't come with a plan. And we have artistic experts.
Okay, so you don't show up saying, I'm going to paint roses.
No.
You show up, you look at what's there, let it inspire you, and then say, ah, I'm going to paint that.
Yeah, and we have these artist groups, the Los Hills Plein Air Artists are going to come, and it's instruction if needed, or it's just come and paint with like-minded people, or it's leave me alone, I'm doing it by myself, but you can come and we'll host you, just bring your own supplies and find inspiration with us. So that'll be Tuesday evenings in June, and then Thursday evenings you can come and do some yoga on the lawn. That's presented in partnership with our friends at the Jocelyn Castle Neighborhood Association. Yoga on the lawn, and then that same night you can walk across the property and enjoy the Summer Fun Series, which is a family-friendly series where you just park, bring your blanket, and the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will be there every Thursday evening with some cool creepy crawlers and an opportunity to learn about local wildlife.
Wow, and it's all free.
All free, yeah. And I have one more, Mike. So
what is that? What, tell me.
This is really exciting. This is what I'm geeking out on. Tuesday evenings in July, in partnership with Restoration Exchange Omaha, we've developed a new series called Architecture on Tap, where we'll have local experts come and speak to historic architects in Omaha's history. And there'll be a blueprint exhibit of both contemporary and historic architecture in Omaha. And you can come and have a drink. It's kind of like a casual happy hour environment and come learn a little bit about our beautiful built environment.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of architecture, great architecture here in this
Absolutely.
City.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's magnificent. Where do people go to put this all in order? You know, it might be some people driving right now or people unable
sure.
to
yeah,
mark this down on the
it's
calendar.
It's pretty
so.
Simple. Just go to jowslincastle.com and we have an events calendar and you can learn more, and there's other stuff going on too.
Well, sure, and I mean, all we've talked about are the free things
yeah.
here.
If you want to pay for things, we got those too.
That's right. and Jowslin Castle is a 501c3,
Absolutely.
So the
yeah.
proceeds that are collected for the pay things help keep Jowslin Castle
Absolutely.
In
Absolutely, and we
great
also
order.
Sell memberships. You can become a key holder and support our mission of sharing and preserving our historic Jowslin Castle, and there's a lot of ways to plug in.
That's fantastic. She's mm-hmm. Kelly Bellow. She's the Manager of Communications and Development at Jowslin Castle. More information can be found at jowslincastle.com. And Castle Palooza, it's free this Saturday. Check it out if you so desire to have a good time out there. Morning Edition continues right here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.